anybody else who has explored this situation from the side of not trusting somebody else's yes, and what have you learned about it?
Hi, Brita from Saskatchewan.
Hi, Brita.
About 3 weeks ago, I was on crutches, and I wanted to go grocery shopping for our family. But I needed help. And so when I was at the grocery store, I asked if there was someone there who could help me push my cart. And so someone presented me with a young man about 16 to help me. And so I said, you know, I explained what I needed. And he, you know, didn't make eye contact with me. And he stood, you know, pretty, like a lot farther away from me than what people do normally in conversation. And so I wasn't trusting that he was saying that he was, his heart was in it. And so I actually spoke up and said, you know, I'm actually kind of not trusting that this is like a whole lot of fun for you. And I wanted to check that out with you. And he said, oh, no, no, no. And he started, you know, saying no, like, no, yeah, this is, you know, and, but I still wasn't trusting. I said, and I kept trying to, I guess and say, you know, do you have other work to do? Or is this, you know, like, is this not, would this be fun for you? And the more I kind of tried to explore what was going on for him, the more insistent he became on helping me. And it came to a point where I actually reached a point of crisis of imagination on what to do next, because I knew I needed help on the groceries, and I didn't want to go back and ask, you know, is there someone else? Because still I wasn't trusting his yes. And so I ended up just trying to go through the grocery shopping as fast as possible and, you know, checking in with the points, but it wasn't fun at all for me, and it didn't appear fun for him. And I guess I didn't know what to do once the point I kind of tried to guess what was going on for him. I didn't know what to do when someone becomes even more insistent about their yes, but I'm still not trusting it.
Yeah. I am wondering, I think that what I'm hearing is that you kept making empathy guesses?
Yes.
And I am wondering if you expressed to him and made a request of him.
Well, I did ask him if he wanted to do it. Like, I guess I requested clarity.
Yeah.
If he's willing to share with what was going on for him.
What I mean is, did you express what was going on for you about the interaction? It might have sounded something like, I'm not really sure, but from what I'm getting from you, I'm feeling really confused right now because I am hearing one thing from you, and I'm sensing something else from inside of me, and I really don't know what to do. Does this capture accurately where you were?
It's accurate with what I was feeling. I don't think I went as far as that with him.
No, but then the request that I would make would not be, again, to ask him if he wants to do it, but to really try to get him to hear me. So I would just ask him to say, I would maybe ask him something like, can you tell me in your own words what you understand about my confusion? I just want to have a sense that I'm understood.
Yes, that would have been good.
Because it sounds like you were in a loop with him. You were making the same request repeatedly.
Yes, just rephrasing them in different ways.
And somehow my intuitive sense is that you said he was 16.
Mm-hmm.
You're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
He is an employee at that store.
Yep.
My sense is that there was nowhere in anything that he had ever learned that would make it okay for him to say no. You're the adult, you're the person in need, his boss told him. So Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, that he didn't see an option for saying no.
I can't imagine that he did.
He didn't see himself as having any power.
Nor, I think, did he have a space for understanding where you were coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So I can imagine that this was very confusing for him.
Yes. And I was at a loss for words as to how to almost, yes, talk to him in a way that it would be comfortable for him or to connect with him. It just, everything I tried just seemed to, like, make us farther apart.
Yeah. It's often quite challenging to bridge the gap of power difference when there isn't a shared sense of meaning about what's happening. So my guess is that in a moment like this, the more you express your vulnerability, the more chances that are there are that you might actually reach him.
Mm-hmm. I think I forgot the power dynamics because I was on crutches.
Yes.
Telling myself I was pretty powerless. And so
yes.
I didn't perceive myself as coming from that position, but once I hear you talk about it, I realize, oh yeah, that would have been quite a difficult spot for him.
Yeah. Thank you. So even if we have the awareness of wanting to really inquire into the other person's yes, if we don't trust a yes, maybe the person is feeling enough discomfort that they wouldn't even have the willingness to say that the yes is not real.
Mm-hmm.
And what can we do to equalize power, to make space, to, you know, even maybe saying something like, you know, I it's really okay with me if you don't want to do it because I'm sure I can find somebody else, or something to really make the space for the no to be available, as well as to express our own vulnerability so that there is more of a sense of equality. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Brita. I'm wondering if there's anyone else who has an experience that you'd like to share and that we can work with. I was thinking we might even try to do a role play of really supporting someone in getting into the dialogue of how do you proceed when somebody says yes and you don't trust it? How to stay in the dialogue with that? Did anyone have an experience with that? I know Brita shared with us an experience that didn't actually proceed as she wanted. Maybe Brita, you'd like to do a little role play with that and a redo? Would you have an interest in that?
Hi, Brita from Saskatchewan. I do have an interest in it. I'm also feeling nervous. But I also do want to learn and grow because I was feeling pretty stymied during the interaction.
So, great.
Yes.
So let's see if there's anybody who would like to be a 16-year-old disaffected boy.
I could do that. This is Anjali in Los Angeles.
Hi, Anjali.
Hi.
So let me thank you for doing this and let me suggest that you just take a moment to enter that experience of here you are, you're 16, there's this person in front of you, you were asked by your boss to help her, you don't really know what to do, you're feeling uncomfortable. You don't really want to, you can't imagine saying no, and why is she bothering you and saying, what's this yes? And just really be that character, and then forget about the character and just be authentic.
Okay.
So take a moment to breathe into that. Because afterwards, you're not going to script. You're going to answer from your heart.
What do you mean, script?
Think what the boy would say.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Don't have a script about how you're supposed to respond. Just respond authentically.
Mm.
So what is, we'll have Brita, you know, say what she's going to say, and then I'm going to check with you how it felt to hear it before you give her a response.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Go for it, Brita.
Okay. Hi, Ian. I'm not actually trusting whether or not this helping me shop today would actually be any fun for you. I'm wondering if that would be fun for you.
So before you respond, how did it feel to hear her?
Well, first I felt really uncomfortable because I'm hearing her say she doesn't trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking that very literally, and I'm just really uncomfortable, kind of scared.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel just uncomfortable talking so personally. I'm not used to doing that, and I feel shy, and I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you. So now, Brita, say it again, and then respond, because you wouldn't say any of these things to Brita, so
yeah.
She wouldn't have a way of knowing. I mean, if you feel ready to just respond, go ahead if you want Brita to say it again.
I forgot what the last part was.
Okay. So, Brita, would you say it again?
Sure. Hi, Ian. And I kind of actually touched my chest a little bit and said, you know what, I'm not actually trusting that this would be very much fun for you to help me shop today. I'm wondering if it would be fun for you.
Oh, it's fine. I'm fine. It's just fine.
Brita, now, I before you go further, you see the gap between the internal and what is being said.
The gap between what's happening inside of me and what
inside
I am saying?
Inside of this young man.
Yes.
As Anjali was sharing with us, what she felt inside as the young man.
Yes.
And how little of that came through in what he said.
Yeah.
So that means to me that this person is not trusting you.
Yeah.
So now where do you want to go with that?
My first instinct, because I'm feeling so sad about this right now, because normally I'm able to connect with young people really well, and to have it go so distant so quickly, I feel quite a loss about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess where I want to go is to actually start it over and say, you know, Ian, I'm normally someone who does something. I do all the stuff myself, and being on crutches has been really hard, and it's really hard for me to ask other people to help me. And I'm really glad that you're able to help me today, and I'm really curious if that works for you.
Okay, let's hear from Anjali. How do you feel hearing this?
Well, right away I felt my heart open, and I felt curious about, and I felt a sense of connection that she was sharing the way she was, and I felt more comfortable right away.
Yeah,
definitely.
Thank you. I'm so appreciating your precise feedback of being able to articulate to Brita, because I'm sure that this is really powerful learning for you, Brita, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I have tears in my eyes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is very useful to me. I volunteered because I wanted to step more into that age of my nephew, so this is great.
Uh-huh. Oh, perfect.
My own.
And how would you respond to this time around?
When you said the last thing, I'm wondering if this is okay for you or something like that. I forgot the word. Well, I still feel confused about why you're asking me this, because this is my job. I see this as just I'm doing my job, and it doesn't really matter how I feel. I just am supposed to do my job, and so this is very confusing. Like, I don't understand.
All this is still your inner process.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why is she asking me this? You know, so I'm a little, like, uneasy about that. I feel a little, like, threatened somehow that, because I'm not used to being so open. So I don't know what to say. I'm just at a loss, and I just feel like, in some ways, I feel more comfortable not talking at all. I'd rather she didn't ask me this. But on the other hand, I'm like, I get that she cares about me, so I'm just really very confused about what to say, and so I just want to say, yeah, I'm fine. Really, it's okay.
You know what I'm getting from this? I'm getting something that has been often a very hard-won lesson for me, which is that we don't always get the immediate feedback about the effect of our actions. That, you know, speaking like this to this 16-year-old, you may not see any results that confirm your choice. And still, through hearing what Anjali just shared, I'm getting that this makes a huge difference for this young person to have an experience of somebody caring and sharing in this way. Even though you might not hear that feedback. So somehow it's like I want us to learn to trust our choices, even if they're not confirmed by other people's responses. So I'm wondering how you feel about that, Brita.
I'm feeling really excited about that. And hopeful. Because I love the instinct part of NVC, and I think my instinct and trusting my instinct has gotten stronger with NVC, and it also kind of brings more power to my own practice, meaning I don't need to rely so much on what other people say or do. And that I can go within myself and the instinct and what's in my heart, and not look for the approval or the immediate feedback loop to bring me that joy or that connection within myself.
Yeah. Thank you. And I also had another request that I think you could make of the young man, and I want to check with Anjali if that would work for you. The same expression about, you know, being on crutches and all of that, that she said that was heart opening for you. And, this is a request, something like, I'm wondering if this part of your job is one that you like more or less than other things you do here.
Yeah. That would be, I could answer that perhaps, but on the other hand, I'm still feeling afraid because, you know, this job, I need the money, and I'm really afraid to be honest.
Yeah.
And anybody might get back to my boss. And I think I might not say what I really feel, but at the same time, I think I could hear it as you're interested in me. And that feels good. I like it that you're interested in me. I think what I could hear, if you'd like to know, is perhaps just talk, what would be easier for me is if you just talk to me in a normal, this is what my nephew says, in a normal, usual way, to kind of break the ice first before being so vulnerable, because I'm just not used to that. Mm-hmm. And so just talking to me maybe about my job or me would shift the attention, and then I, you know, that alone would feel really good because nobody really talks to me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm just the little low end of the totem pole here, and so that would feel very good.
Yeah.
I might feel so, you know, because you're asking me to say something that I'm not sure I'm safe to tell you the truth about.
Thank you. I just really just want to take a second to sit with this expression of how difficult it is to shift out of the dynamics of power. Thank you.
I'm wondering if a colloquial expression would open you up more by saying, I wonder if this part of your job is really cool or whether you think it really stinks.
Well, in one sense it might be, but I'm still not going to tell you the truth if I think it stinks, you know. I don't think I'd feel safe if I really need this money and this job. That's the bottom line. It's survival for me, you know.
Yeah.
As we've been talking about this and as Anjali has been saying what's going on for her when, you know, during this role play, one of the things that I had a little aha about was that throughout the conversation, I know I wasn't letting go of that I needed help and that I think it was really a well-disguised demand. And actually, what I'm hearing from Anjali, that if I had gone for connection, let's just go with connection and go from there, that really would have changed the energy. And I think that part of the power structure was, it may have been a demand. It came from his boss. It came from me. And I wasn't willing to let go of it. And I put connection second. Even though I was exploring what was going on for him, I wasn't letting go of that. And so I think that's a big piece. If I had just chatted with him and you know. Yeah.
Thank
you. Ask him anything about himself or or just got to know him like Anjali was saying. So right now I'm mourning that. But I'm also celebrating the realization.
Thank you. It's kind of astounding when you really start carefully scanning all the requests you make. I'm not just saying you, Brita, all of us. Finding how many of the requests that we make are really, like you say, disguised demands. So I'm kind of having this thought of taking like 30 seconds for each of us to review in silence some of our requests and see, are they really requests or is it a disguised demand? And if it's a disguised demand, am I willing to let go? Thank you, Brita. Thank you, Anjali.